given by her grace Radha Bhava Mataji. So before going to the class, I would like to hand over the call to Shureshwar Shyam Prabhuji for giving brief introduction about Mataji. Hare Krishna, Shureshwar Shyam Prabhuji. Please accept my humble obeisances. Happy Narasimha Chaturthasi Prabhuji. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for joining the call. Over to you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, Hare Krishna, Mataji. Dhanavad Pranam. All glories to Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. So here is a brief introduction about Mataji. Her Grace Radha Bhava Devi Dasi is a Diksha disciple of His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj and the wife of His Grace Adi Gadadhar Prabhuji. In the year 1999, Mataji was introduced to Krishna consciousness at Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Temple in Mumbai or ISKCON Chowpatty while pursuing her medical studies. Mataji works as a family physician practicing in Atlanta, Georgia. Mataji enjoys serving in her Bhakti Vruksha group and also represents ISKCON Vaishnavi ministry for the state of Georgia. Mataji is a mother of two devotional children, Gopal and Maithili, who are following in the footsteps of their illustrious parents in practicing Krishna consciousness and serving the devotees. Hare Krishna, Mataji, back to you. It's a brief introduction about Radha Devi Dasi Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Mataji, you are muted.
Hare Krishna, Shreshwar Shyam Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for giving that brief introduction about Mataji. So, I would like to... Hare Krishna, dear devotees. Hare Krishna, dear devotees. Thank you so much for joining the call. So, today we will be moving on to our next session, that is Glories of Lord Narasimhadev, which will be given by Her Grace Radha Bhava Mataji. Hare Krishna, Mataji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Mataji, for joining the call this morning and going to glorify us on the topic of the great Lord Narasimhadev. So, and happy Narasimha Chaturthasi from all of us in advance. Hare Krishna, over to you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dhanavad Pranam, Srila Prabhupada. Can you all hear me and see me?
Yes, Mataji, very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. I want to thank Bhakti Sangha for inviting me here, and I'm honored to serve all the devotees on this most auspicious day of Narasimha Chaturthasi. And I want to thank every member here for coming and kindly, patiently listening to me and being present here. So with this, we will start with the invocation prayers. Om Atnyanti Mirandhasya Jnanan Jana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Padamayam Tadadi Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakha Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta, Namostute, Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi, Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Rishabhanu Sute Devi, Pranamami, Hari Priye, Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhara, Srivas Adi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So today, being the most auspicious day of Narasimha Chaturthasi, we will try and glorify Lord Narasimha Dev, and I will be speaking and repeating the words of our Acharyas and our Gurujan. So kindly bless me and pray for me so that I am able to do justice to this topic, and please forgive me if I commit any mistakes. Hare Krishna. So it is said by Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he mentions in his very famous writings of Sharanagati, and this is in his song Shuddha Bhakta Charana Renu. He says, Madhav Titi Bhakti Janani जेताने पालन कोरी कृष्ण बसती बसती बोली परम आदरे बोरी. इट मीन्स दैट द होली डेज लाइक एकादशी एंड जन्माष्टमी आर द मदर्स ऑफ डिवोशन एंड दोज डिवोटीज हू रिस्पेक्ट देम विल बी ब्लेस्ड विद डिवोशन. एंड इट ऑल्सो सेज दैट लेट द होली प्लेसेज ऑफ कृष्णाज पास टाइम्स बी माई प्लेसेज ऑफ वर्शिप एंड ब्लेस मी. So this is a very holy day today. So let us make the most of it, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions. Also, in Hari Bhakti Vilas, in text, I think it is the 14th Vilas, text 145, it is mentioned that we hear Lord Narsingadev say to Prahlad Maharaj. He also mentions here the underlying importance of following this Narsingha Chaturdashi day very properly. So here Narsingha Bhagwan himself says that for my pleasure, every year one should observe this vow of Chaturdashi. And it is said those who are very fearful of material existence should certainly observe this most confidential and excellent vow. And the best we can do in these days is to hear and chant the glories of Lord Narsingha. And it is undoubted to all of us that Narsingha Dev is the most powerful and most popular deity in our movement. Now, how is that? Because his glories are there throughout our Srimad Bhagavatam. Practically the whole of 7th canto is about Narsingha Leela. And it is said that out of all the cantos, Srila Prabhupada lectured extensively on Narsingha Dev and Narsingha Leela. So no wonder Narsingha Dev is so popular in our movement. And after every aarti, we chant and sing Narsingha prayers. And there are paintings of Narsingha Dev in every homes, in temples, in cars we carry Narsingha Dev. Then we also have bead bags with Narsingha Dev pictures on it. We have Narsingha kavachas in our neck. Some devotees even have tattoos all over their body. So he's everywhere. And he's worshipped also everywhere. So kindly and with lot of devotion. So also we realize if there's even a slight moment of danger, all of us suddenly start chanting, Jai Narsingha, Jai Narsingha. So his incarnation is there to protect us out of his love for devotees. That is the mood of Narsingha Dev towards his devotees. It is interesting because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is actually the Yuga Avatar, giving the Yuga Dharma of chanting Krishna's holy names. But in ISKCON, it seems that Narsingha Dev is almost given as much importance and attention as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it is fair to say that both Narsingha Dev and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are very popular in our movement. And that's very interesting because they are two very different personalities. They are the same person because Krishna is Avatari, which is the source of incarnation. And when Krishna incarnates, he comes as a particular personality for a purpose on this earth. Like Lord Ramchandra, he was the ideal king and the ideal ruler. The Mohini incarnation, he is the most beautiful incarnation. His first expansion, Balaram, which is a source of spiritual strength, Naranarayan Rishi, he showed renunciation of the Lord. Kapil Dev, he represented the intelligence of the Lord. And so the Lord shows his opulences in various ways. But Narsingha Dev and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are totally opposite. Have you all ever thought about that? You know, there's a very common saying that goes that variety is the spice of life. So this applies to our spiritual life also. So to begin with, Lord Narsingha appeared as God. It was very clear. He had come to save his loving devotee Prahlad from the most powerful person in the universe, who was completely squashed by Narsingha Dev. Whereas Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he appeared as a devotee of God, which was the Channa Avatar, the hidden or the disguised form. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not ferocious or very angry. He was a very munificent, he was kind. And he was a very loving incarnation of the God, giving the highest Vraja Bhakti to the most fallen people of Kaliyuga. That was his mood. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't kill a single demon, as against Narsingadev. It is hard to see any similarity between both of them, except for the fact that they are the same person. And despite the fact that they are so different, it is interesting that they appeared in different yugas also. But in Kali Yuga, they both appeared together in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. And their pastimes in Kali Yuga are intertwined. They are interweaved. And that is very interesting to see. So today we will talk about how Narsingadev and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Kali Yuga, how their pastimes are intertwined. There is a saying that opposites attract. And Narsingadev was very much present in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Leela. To begin with, we will see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very much attracted to Lord Narsingadev. He was in the mood of a devotee teaching us how to awaken our devotion for Krishna. Just see how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was attracted to Lord Narsingha. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is mentioned that when he was visiting the temples in South India, he visited a lot of Narsingadev temples. There are at least 9 temples in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he focuses on 3 temples out of the 9 which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited. Of course, the Narasimha Bhaktas, they may consider Ahobalam as the principal temple. In the 7th canto, we know how Hiranyakashipu, he took over the heavenly planets. And so when Narsingadev appeared to kill Hiranyakashipu because he was tormenting his devotee Prahlad. And when that pastime took place, he sat on the throne and he killed Hiranyakashipu. And that was the transcendental abode of Ahobalam. And our Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited this Ahobalam temple. Another temple which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited was called Pana Narsimha. It is in the Mangalgiri hills. It is on a very high hill. There are about 600 steps to go on top of the hill. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu climbed up all the way and took darshan of Pana Narsimha. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also visited the Jiyada Narsingha near Vishakhapatnam. And there it is mentioned that at the Jiyada Narsingha temple, from his lotus mouth, from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus mouth, came beautiful prayers that were glorifying Lord Narsingadev. And he offered these prayers, and they are very famous prayers that emanated from his mouth. And those prayers are, we all know this. Jai Narsimha, Shri Narsimha, Jai Jai Shri Narsimhadev, Pralhadesha, Jaya Padma, Mukha Padma, Bringha. What does this mean? It means all glories to Narsingadev, the Lord of Pralhad. Like a honeybee is always engaged in beholding the lotus-like face of the goddess of fortune. Jai. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in the mood of a devotee and showed how to love and glorify Krishna. And this is how he glorified Narsingadev. So since this prayer is from the mouth of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this prayer should be very close to our heart. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recited another prayer composed by the original Sridhar Swami, who Srila Prabhupada has mentioned was the first commentator on Srimad Bhagavatam. It's a very beautiful prayer that shows how Narsingha Bhagwan is very strong with his non-devotees and very loving to his devotees. So Sridhar Swami has written, I will read the Sanskrit text for this. It says, Ugropi anugra evayam swabhaktanam narakeshari keshari va swapotanam anyesham ugra vikramaha. This is the Sanskrit, and it is mentioned, this prayer has been mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, text 6. It means that although very ferocious, the lioness is very kind to her cubs. Similarly, although very ferocious to non-devotees like Hiranyakashipu, Lord Narsingha is very, very soft and kind to devotees like Prahlad Maharaj. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got back to Puri, he would go every day to the temple of Jagannath. So once his South India Yatra was over, he went back to Puri and he would go to Jagannath temple. And there he would go to the southern end of the temple where there is a very ancient deity of Narsingadev. And there he would chant and dance for hours. So you see how, able to correlate how the two leelas of Narsingadev and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are so closely intertwined. He would go there and chant and dance for hours, and there he would chant his two favorite prayers, which were written by Jayadev Goswami in Gita Govind. They are mentioned there. And those are the famous prayers we sing in our Narsingati. Namaste Narasinghaya Pralhadaladadayine Hiranyakashipurvakshaha Shilatankhanakhalaye. It means, I offer my obeisances to Lord Narsingadev, who gives joy to Pralhad and whose nails are like chisels on the stone-like chest of the demon Hiranyakashipu. This was the one prayer he used to sing. And the other prayer he used to recite, written by Jayadev Goswami, was Ito Narsingha Parato Narsingha Yato Yato Yami Tato Narsingha Bahir Narsingha Ridaye Narsimha Narsimha Madim Sharanam Prapade. This is very, very, very well known to all of us. We sing this every day. Actually, 6 to 7 times a day, our Narsingha prayer, Narsingha Aarti. So it means Lord Narsingha is here, Lord Narsingha is there. Wherever I go, there is Lord Narsingha. He's in the heart, he's outside as well. I surrender to Lord Narsingha, the origin of all things, the supreme refuge for all of us. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Narsingha Dev are same persons, but in different moods. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Narsingha Dev are also together mentioned in Narsimha Puran also. So in Narsimha Puran, it is stated that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who in Satyug appeared as half man, half lion incarnation to cure the disease that had ravaged the demigods, and in Treta Yug, who came as Lord Ramchandra to defeat the 10-headed demon Ravan, and in Dwapar Yug, he removed the earth's burden and protected the cowherd people of Brajapura, will again appear in Kali Yug. His form will be golden. He will be delightfully chanting the holy names, and his name shall be Chaitanya. And this is actually mentioned in Narsimha Puran. So aside from scriptural references, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself multiple times confirmed that he was none other than Lord Narsimha. Vrindavan Das Thakur writes in his Chaitanya Bhagavat in Madhya Leela that one time Srivas Thakur was worshipping Lord Narsingha Dev behind closed doors in his own house. It was behind closed doors because at those times it was very difficult to become a devotee, because they were living in a state where the Muslims were ruling, and Chand Qazi was in charge of the entire area. And also there were many atheists. And bhakti that time was not so popular in Navadvip. So it was that time when Srivas Thakur was sitting behind closed doors. So Srivas Thakur, he closed the door and he was silently worshipping Narsingha Dev. And one day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Srivas Thakur's home and he knocked the door. He knocked many times. But Srivas Thakur was very much absorbed in the worship of Narsingha Dev. And he didn't hear the knock because he was so much in meditation. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he kicked the door open and he broke it down. And he entered Srivas Thakur's home. Can you imagine the Supreme Personality of Godhead? He's kicking the door down of his devotee. I was just thinking, if that probably happened to me, I would worship the door because it had the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Given said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he entered inside and he yelled on top of his voice in a loud voice. And he said, Srivas, who are you worshipping? Who are you meditating on? Don't you know the person who you are worshipping is standing right here in front of you now? It's me. Srivas Thakur, all this time, you have not known who I actually am. And this is one of the first times when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed who he really was. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, he continued saying to Srivas Thakur, I have left Vaikuntha and come down to this material world because you asked me to. Your loud chanting and Advaita Acharya's loud chanting and calling of my names caused me to come here. And here I am knocking at your door and you are not opening the door to me. And then his last words confirmed that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Narsingadev are the same. He said, that personality which you are worshipping, Srivas, Narsingadev is standing here right beside you. And that is me. This is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. So many such pastimes are mentioned. Chaitanya Bhagavat also mentions another pastime which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu relished. And he loved, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu loved to hear Narsimha Katha. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's would sit for hours and hear Katha, mainly for the purpose of trying to understand the love of Radharani for Krishna. And that was actually the internal reason why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, to understand Sri Radha's love for Krishna. So Ramanand Rai, Garadhar Pandit, Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami, they would read scriptures to him to relish and bring forth that mood of understanding the bhakti and love of Sri Radha for Krishna Bhagavan. So he used to like to hear Srimad Bhagavatam also from Gadadhar Pandit. And he would sit down with Gadadhar Pandit and would say, and let's start reading the Srimad Bhagavatam. And Gadadhar Pandit would say, what part would you like to listen, my lord? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would say, let us hear the part of Prahlad Maharaj and Dhruv Maharaj. And Chaitanya Bhagavat states that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu so much enjoyed hearing these verses from Srimad Bhagavatam, where the glories of Dhruv Maharaj and Prahlad Maharaj and Narsingadev were mentioned, that he would sit with Gadadhar Pandit for the entire day and he would make him repeat those verses at least 100 times and cry and roll on the floor, relishing these verses. Another Shastra that reveals that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Narsingadev are the same person is mentioned in Chaitanya Mangal by Lochandas Thakur. It is mentioned that one time Srivas Thakur was reading the Brihat Sahasranam, which is also called as the Vishnu Sahasranam, that is the thousand names of Vishnu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu happened to be there and he was listening very carefully. And when all of a sudden, when Srivas Thakur mentioned the name Narsimhadev, Narsimhadev actually personifies the mood of Krishna, which is angry because his devotee is being harassed. And it is actually his love for his devotee, which he has taken to protect him. So anger is his manifestation of love for his devotee. So Narsingadev, I'll repeat, Narsingadev displays anger as a manifestation of love for his devotee. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this name, he became, very thoughtful. His eyebrows started curling. He started to tremble. His eyes became bloodshot and he became very angry. His hair on his body stood on end and he roared like a lion. And it is said that he roared like millions of lions, not one lion. And this terrified all the devotees that were around him. And then Vrindavan Das Thakur says, the demigods thought that Narsimha is actually back in Kali Yuga. One incarnation for one devotee. So much love for his devotee Prahlad. So much love he has for his pure devotees. That divine love, perfection of love. That is a perfection of the divine love for his devotee. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he took a club and started swinging the club around because he heard the name Narsingha. So when the devotees saw this manifestation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which was not natural, they became very fearful. They started thinking, what is it that we have done wrong that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so angry? What sins have we committed? So seeing the devotee so fearful, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu adjusted his thoughts. He adjusted his mood and he relaxed and he took a seat and came back to the mood of Mahaprabhu, which is to give prema, which is a loving, soft, munificent form. So we know Rupa Goswami has offered this praise, Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Namne Gauratvise Namaha. So that's the main intention of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to give prema to the most fallen people of Kali Yuga. And this in this verse which I just mentioned, Namo Mahavadanyaya, it came from the mouth of Rupa Goswami when he first took darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Ramakeri. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu adjusted his mood and he came back. Now, apart from taking the lion-like mood of Lord Narsingadev, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his features are also compared to that of a lion. So it is mentioned by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami in Chaitanya Leela, in Chaitanya Charitamrita in Adi Leela, chapter 3. There are two verses, 3.30 and 3.31. So they go like this. Chaitanya Simhera Nava Dvipe Avatara Simha Griva Simha Virya Simhera Hunkara. So it means, thus the lion-like Lord Chaitanya has appeared in Navadvip. He has the shoulders of a lion, the power of a lion, and the loud voice, hunkar, of a lion. Then text 3.31. Sei simha vasuk jiver ridaya kandare kalmasha dvirada nashe jahara hunkare. May that lion be seated in the core of the heart of every living being. Thus, with his resounding roar, may he drive away all of one's elephantine vices. Let all our vices be driven away by that one hunkar, by that loud roaring. This is what Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami mentions. And then we also know how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared one night in the dream of Chand Kazi in a very ferocious form, in a very ferocious way, and said, you know, when Chand Kazi tried to stop the Sankirtan movement, and he said, don't try to stop my Sankirtan movement or else I'll rip you to shreds. So like that, there are many, many pastimes of Narsingadev in Chaitanya Leela. And we have heard of all these when we have heard our lectures from various Gurujans and read Chaitanya Charitamrita. We have also heard of we have also heard of Narsingadev in Mayapur, but I just recently heard of Narsingadev in Vrindavan. Yes, Narsingadev is very much present in Vraj in a very particular way. So we saw how Gaur Leela and Narsingha Leela is intertwined. We will now try and look at how Narsingadev is also present in Vrindavan, protecting the beautiful devotion of the Vrajvasis. So for example, in Nandgaon, there is a beautiful deity of Narsingadev, which was the household deity of Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda. And they worshipped this deity to protect their baby Krishna. Also, Rupa Goswami writes about Narsingadev in Vraj. In Padyavali, I won't quote the Sanskrit, because it is a little complicated for me. I'm not a Sanskrit scholar, but I will read out the translation. In his Padyavali in verse 152, he writes how one night when Mother Yashoda was trying to put baby Krishna to sleep, she told her little Lala, "Oh my child, it is already quite late and the moon is high up in the sky. Why are you not sleeping?" And then Krishna replied, "Maya, today I can't fall asleep." Yashoda Mai said, "Son, I will tell you a very nice bedtime story to put you to sleep." So Krishna said, "Maya, I'm ready to listen." And Maya said, "There was a famous devotee named Prahlad. And when his father, Hiranyakashipu, kept threatening him, Narsingha Bhagwan, to protect his devotee, appeared and to substantiate his devotee's words, burst out from the pillar and kill the demon Hiranyakashipu." So when Yashoda Nandan, Shri Krishna, heard this story, a gentle smile appeared on his face. So this is a very beautiful verse which you can go back and read in Padyavali. It is in glorification of Lord Narsingha. So even Mother Yashoda used to tell stories of Lord Narsingha to Krishna Bhagavan. And also we note that while doing Govardhan Parikrama, we come to the southernmost tip of Giriraj Govardhan. That's also called the Puchari or the tail. And there is a hill nearby. On top of that hill, there is a Narsingha Dev temple. So we'll come back later to a very sweet story that is related to this temple. And inside that temple, there is a very ferocious form of Ugra Narsingha Dev. And that form is killing Hiranyakashipu. Usually devotees pray to him to be able to safely complete their Giriraj Parikrama around the entire Giriraj. Then another example is, there is also a very famous deity of Narsingha Dev behind the Radha Vallabh temple. So we saw, till now we saw one in Nandagram, then we also saw one in the Giriraj Parikrama, now we saw one in Radha Vallabh temple. And there is of course one more temple that we all know, which, not a temple actually, there's of course, we all know that Gopal Bhatt Goswami also prayed to one of his own Shaligram Shilas on Lord Narsingha Dev appearance day. It is today that Gopal Bhatt Goswami, he prayed to his Shaligram Shilas to please manifest as a full-fledged deity. And the next day, that is tomorrow, after Narsingha Chaturdashi, Shri Radha Raman manifested and appeared. So tomorrow is actually the appearance day of Shri Radha Raman Lal. So tomorrow also, we can all have a nice celebration and glorify Lord Radha Raman. So after this, there's also another village called as the village of Phalen in Vrindavan. And every year, the residents of Phalen, they celebrate the victory of Prahlad Maharaj over the demon, over his demoniac father's attempts to kill him by burning a model of a person, that is effigy of Holika. Holika, as we all know, is a sister of Hiranyakashipu. So this is a very big event, and the whole village comes out and they are loudly crying and chanting the glories of Prahlad Maharaj. They are loudly saying, Jai Prahlad Maharaj, Jai Narsingha Dev. And this festival of the village of Phalen is so popular, and it was so popular even 5,000 years ago. It is said that Lord Krishna would personally come to attend this festival whenever it was performed. So now, because this is the month of May, it is always very hot. So some pundits from that area, they joke that it is hot because of the fire emanating from Narsingha Dev that came to kill Hiranyakashipu, the Jwala Narsingha. That is why they say that in the month of May, it is very hot in Vrindavan because of this pastime that took place where Jwala Narsingha Bhagwan came to kill Hiranyakashipu, and everything became so hot because of the emanations of all Jwala, the fire and Ugra Swabhav of Narsingha. The temperature in Vraj at this time, it is very hot because of Ugra Narsingha, Jwala Narsingha. So the nature of Narsingha Dev is compared to that of sandalwood. In the sense that how sandalwood ash heats the body. We know that sandalwood ash heats the body and sandalwood paste cools the body. For the demons, Lord Narsingha Dev burns them up with the fire of his anger. And for the devotees, Lord Narsingha Dev cools down the burning fire of material existence. So that's why he's compared to a sandalwood. And we always worship him in both the forms. So there are different forms of Narsingha Dev, which we will come to later. And we will see how they are worshipped and by whom they should be worshipped. Also, I heard that in Vrindavan, Lord Narsingha Dev's appearance is celebrated as a 5-day festival. Now, we all celebrate just today. Narsingha Chaturdashi is today. We all will sing Narsingha Kavach. We will sing Narsingha Arti. We will do Narsingha Havan. We will chant. You know, some people have this vow that they will chant Narsingha Kavach so many times. Then we will chant extra rounds. But here in Vrindavan, can you imagine of all the places in Vrindavan, they celebrate Narsingha celebrations for 5 days. And they sing a very beautiful song. It's in Braj Bhasha. But here is how it is translated in English. It's like, oh Lord Narsingha, all glories to you. The sound of your roaring aborts the pregnancies of the wives of demons. Your loud laughing brings pleasure to Prahlad. Your heavy steps destroy the residences of the asuras. Your beautiful feet blossom the flower of the heart of Lakshmi. The drops of blood falling from your sharp pointed nails fall on earth and make Mother Earth lighter from the sins of asuras. And your soft hands always give blessings to your devotees. I pray to you always that you reside at the gate of my house and protect me from all evils. So this is a very beautiful song which the Vrajvasis throughout the 5 days they'll sing and glorify Narsingadev and request for permission to protect their homes. So as we all know, Lord Narsingadev can be very terrible and ferocious, and he can be very kind and loving also. And this quality of being kind and loving is displayed when he picked up Prahlad and licked him and placed him on his lap. And this is also this form of his loving nature is again indicated by our Srila Rupa Goswami in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu in 25 verse 19, where Rupa Goswami is discussing the different 12 rasas or relationships of a devotee which he can have with the Lord. We know there are primary 5 rasas, the Santya, Dasya, Sakya, and Vatsalya, and Madhurya. And there are 7 secondary rasas. There are, I think, charity, compassion, astonishment, laughter, and etc. So Rupa Goswami writes that these 12 different types of rasas of transcendental relationships are represented by different incarnations of the Lord. Now, how is that? So he gives an example that the incarnation of Kapildev represents Shantaras, because Kapildev emphasized the passive meditation of the Lord. And then he mentions that Vamandev represents Sakhyaras, because he had a friendly relationship with Indra and acts as the doorkeeper for Sutala in the lower planetary systems. And then he mentions that Lord Narsingadev, he represents the Vatsalyaras, the parenthood, the ras of parenthood, because of his love for Prahlad, as he regarded Prahlad as his son and he placed him on his lap. So this is what Rupa Goswami mentions in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And then there's a very interesting story I came across. I heard it from Indradumya Maharaj. He mentions that in His Holiness Bhakti Vikas Swami's book, Bhakti Vikas Swami writes in his book, is called Shri Bhakti Siddhanta Vaibhav. He writes, there's a very nice story he writes in that. It's a real true story. He writes that in around 1913, a Brahmin devotee named Krishna Pujari, his name was Krishna Pujari, he was engaged in the deity worship and he was engaged in the deity service at the Yogapi temple in Mayapur, and that is where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born. So this Krishna Pujari Das, once in the middle of the night, he suddenly started running and screaming from that temple, and he ran out of it to the nearby temple where he went to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and he tearfully confessed to him. He confessed and he said that in his dreams, he saw Narsingadev, and in his dreams, Narsingadev had straddled his chest and he said to him, "You stole money from my donation box, you rascal. Now you run and get out of my house immediately, or else I will destroy you." This is what Narsingha Bhagavan said to Krishna Pujari. And he started wailing and rolling on the ground despite all the attempts by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur to calm him down. He just was uncontrollable. He couldn't be pacified. After some time, he got up and he ran. Nobody knows where he ran then, but later on they found out that he ran to Calcutta. He had his parental home there and he ran to Calcutta and he never returned back for his service. But it is said that he had learned his lesson. How do we know that? 2 months after he had gone, he was due for his salary. And when they approached him to give him his salary, he refused to accept any money. So he had learned his lesson. So from this pastime, we learn that if a devotee does somehow the other, he has a fall due to being in illusion, or sometimes it happens, it is because of his bad habits from the past life. The Lord is very kind and he will rescue him from this illusion. So this is a very sweet pastime I heard, which I wanted to share. And then coming back to Narsingha Dev in Vrindavan, all the Narsingha deities there were built in order to protect Vrindavan and Vrajvasis from all the invasions. You know, the Muslims, the Mughals invaded Vrindavan and all the deities had to be hidden. So Narsingha Dev deities were established to protect from invasions, from dacoits, and from all inauspiciousness that were coming on Raj. So devotees in Vrindavan used to worship, initially in the ancient times, they used to worship the Shaligram form of Narsingha Dev to protect the temples in Vrindavan. They used to place this open mouth of the Shila. You know, Narsingha Shila is characterized by an open mouth, and you can see the chakras from within the open mouth. So they used to place this outside at the near the entrance of the temple, so that the mouth was open, and in that open mouth they used to place a small crystal of camphor to cool it down, in the opening of the mouth of the Shaligram, to keep him from cooling down a bit, because he is Ugra Narsingha. So they were kept at the entrance of the temple to protect the temple. So it was an important ritual to establish Narsingha Dev to protect all the deities of Vrindavan. And it is also explained by Rupa Goswami, where he goes on in great details to glorify the worship of Narsingha Dev Shaligram Shila in his glorious, illustrious work in Padyavali. In verse 116, again, I will not quote the Sanskrit, I will just read the English translation. If a tulsi leaf, Rupa Goswami says in Padyavali, verse 116, if a tulsi leaf is offered at the lotus feet of Narsingha Dev, the Narsingha Shila destroys the sins of a murder. If water that has washed the lotus feet of Narsingha Shaligram Shila is drunk, then the Shila destroys the sins of theft. If we offer foodstuff to the Narsingha Shila, it destroys the sins of drinking a liquor. And if we sincerely surrender to the Narsingha Shila, it destroys the sins of adultery with the wife of the spiritual master. And if we sincerely associate with the devotees of Narsingha Shila, it destroys the sin of offense to the devotees. That is Vaishnava Prad. So we know that Vaishnava Prad is the most grave sin we can ever come across. Even Krishna cannot forgive you for that. But here Rupa Goswami says in Padyavali that if you associate with devotees who are worshipping Narsingha Shila, it will rid you from the sin of Vaishnava Prad also, provided you are not continuing to do any further. The intention has to be right. And he concludes by saying that this is the extraordinary glory of the Narsingha Shaligram Shila. So the Narsingha Shaligram Shila is very, very powerful, with supreme benedictions if worshipped properly. Later on, Vajranabh, which is the grandson of Krishna, he established different Shila Lingas of Shivji for the protection of Vrindavan. We know like Gopeshwar Mahadev in Vrindavan, Bhuteshwar Mahadev in Mathura, Nandeshwar Mahadev in Nandagram, and so forth. So, but he did that for with Shivlings. But for the protection of forests, you know, we have the 12 forests and the sub-forests and even more sub-forests. So, but for the protection of the forests, for groups of three forests together, he established Narsingha Dev temples. So the forests in Vrindavan are protected by Lord Narsingha Dev. So for the three forests, like the forest of Vrindavan, forest of Athalavan and Belvan, he established a deity of Narsingha Dev, which is still there in Vrindavan. And there were actually 12 such deities established by Vajranabh to protect the forest. But unfortunately, After the invasion of Mughals, which is Aurangzeb, very few of such Narsingha Dev temples exist. 3 to 4 are there so far. Then there's one Narsingha Dev temple in Kamyavan, and he is called the Trikal Narsingha Dev. Trikal means a person who can see the past, present, and future. And for this reason, he has a third eye also. And some sadhus who live there locally, when you ask them that what is the third eye, because we see the third eye only in Lord Shiva. So the sadhus say that the third eye represents destruction. And his two eyes represent mercy and patience. And they also said that the third eye will open if Vrindavan is attacked. And if the Vrajvasis are tormented and troubled, the third eye will open and it will destroy all the demons who are troubling the Vrajvasis. Very sweet. So Vrajvasis have their very nice, sweet beliefs and stories to protect their sweet devotion. So in Mathura, now there is a very ferocious deity of Narsingha Dev. He's called as Baya Narsingha Dev. And this Baya Narsingha Dev is the most powerful and angry deity of Raj. So he is there again for the protection of Raj. And he's only actually the size of Radharaman. And he, you know, it is said that good things come in small packages. So here we have a powerful thing that is coming in small package. That is this Baya Narsingha Dev. And he has this, his face is very big in comparison to his body. He's a very beautiful deity. I have not seen that deity. Very few have seen that deity. We'll hear more about him. His form is such that his face is big compared to his body, and he's crushing his enemy with one of his hands, and with the other hand, he's holding a bowl filled with the blood of his enemy. And with his foot, he's crushing. One foot, he's crushing the face of Hiranyakashipu, and with the other foot, he's crushing Hiranyakashipu's legs. So we must all go to take darshan of this ferocious deity. He's very ferocious. And this deity is not seen by everybody daily. This deity is actually kept in a very large ornate case with a lock on it. And he only comes out once in a year for exactly 3.5 hours. They actually are very particular about time. And he's worshipped daily by Manas Puja, by the temple pujaris of that temple. So they come every day before the box and they do Manas Puja. That is all how he is worshipped. And they're too scared to open the box because he's so ferocious. It is said that anyone who opens that box by Narsimha's anger, which has accumulated because of the misdeeds of asuras of the past and present, will immediately burn down the temple and the whole of Mathura. So they're very scared to open the temple. So this darshan is only available on Akshaya Tritiya for 3.5 hours. Exactly, the public darshan is available. So if anybody wants to take darshan of Baya Narsingha, make sure you all are there in Braj on Akshaya Tritiya. And make sure you all know the time when the darshan opens. It's not open all day. However, in that same temple of Baya Narsingha, they have a Pratibhu Murti, which is a replica of that Narsingha Dev, which one can take darshan of. So if somebody wants to go there and doesn't get the actual darshan of Baya Narsingha, there's a Pratibhu deity also. Then there is also a very beautiful deity of Narsingha Dev behind the Radharaman temple. And he is with Mother Lakshmi, and that's a very milder form. So the one which is Baya Narsingha is an Ugra form, and that Ugra form is to be worshipped only by Naishtik Brahmacharis. And this milder form can be worshipped by Brahmanas. So milder form is half angry and half peaceful form. And then we have the Yoga Narsingha, which is with Prahlad Maharaj. And that is a very peaceful form, which we all can worship. So Srila Gopal Bhatt Goswami used to go and visit this Narsingha deity, and he used to do his bhajan there for many times. Then now, as I mentioned earlier, while doing Govardhan Parikrama, there is a Narsingha Dev temple, which is there at the southern tip as a puchari of Govardhan Hill. And there's a deity on this hill. And this hill is called Narsimha Tila. So it is said There's a nice, beautiful pastime to this. It is said that Mother Yashoda used to sit there on that hill and watch over Krishna Balram as they went into the forest to perform their pastimes with the cows. So, you know, after Gopashtami, they were not within the sight of Yashoda Mai, and she used to so miss seeing them and was always worried if they would be safe. So after Gopashtami, when Krishna and Balram went further into the Govardhan forest and Vrindavan forest, she would sneak out there and on top of the Narsingha Tila, and she would go and watch over Krishna and Balram to see what they are doing, to see if they are safe. And very often Krishna Balram there would take the cows to Giriraj Govardhan, because the grass, as we all know, the grass in Govardhan Hill is very tasty and very soft and gives the best milk for the cows. And it doesn't also cut their tongues. So she would sit there on Narsingha Tila near that temple, and she would watch Krishna Balram. And she would always be, you know, she was always worried that she would be pained to see the boys. They were walking and they were walking barefoot, and all the thorns and pebbles of Vrindavan, they would pierce and prick the soft lotus-like, butter-like feet of Krishna and Balram. So she was seeing them like that. And so in order to protect Krishna Balram, she would often call out from the top of the hill, "Narsimha, Narsimha, oh Narsimha, please protect my boys." These were her sweet prayers from her heart. So this is the Narsingha Dev, which Yashoda Mai used to worship to protect Krishna and Balram. So in honor and remembrance of this pastime, sometime around in the year 1740, the king of Bharatpur, the king is called Suryamal, he had this deity and temple installed on top of the hill. And Narsingha Dev there is also a very ferocious form in that temple. He's in a Ugra mood. So we go there while doing Giriraj Parikrama, and we pray to Narsingha Dev there that our Parikrama be safely completed and may we achieve Raju Bhakti and devotion to Radha Krishna. Now, there's another beautiful Narsingha Dev deity in Gokul of Vrindavan, where Krishna first lived. So Krishna used to live in Gokul Vrindavan, and then he started, you know, there were a lot of attacks on Gokul Vrindavan. Kamsa used to send all these demons. So after that, then they moved their residence from Gokul Vrindavan. So at that time, Mother Purnamasi, she instructed Mother Yashoda to worship Narsingha Dev for the protection of baby Krishna, because the demons were attacking baby Krishna. So as Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we must worship Narsingha Dev. Srila Prabhupada, of course, told us that we should worship Narsingha Dev with Gaur Nitai, because Narsingha Dev is a very angry form of the Lord. And if one makes a mistake in puja, it will be disastrous, according to Srila Prabhupada. So he told us to worship Narsingha Dev along with Gaur Nitai, because Gaur Nitai don't take offense. So this deity of Gokul Vrindavan, Narsingha Dev, was it became later the personal deity of Sandipani Muni, who later on became the spiritual master of Krishna. Therefore, the Vrajvasis say that the Guru is always a representative of Lord Narsingha. This is the interpretation of Vrajvasis, that Guru is always the representation and is also the representation of Lord Narsingha, as he is always protecting his disciples from spiritual offenses and all material things as well. So this is how they used to worship Lord Narsingha. So there are some ways that Bhagavan Narsingha Dev protects Vrindavan and Rajvasis. So sometimes it says in the ancient times, it used to be as Shaligram Shilas, and in the more recent times, it is as deity form. So we become attached to these deities, and we are attached to Lord Narsingha because he rips out our anarthas from our heart, and despite our efforts, we cannot get rid of them. So because we cannot get rid of them, Narsingha Dev comes and he rips out all these anarthas. He protects us as Sankirtan devotees in ISKCON as we push our movement forward. And he protects us in many ways in our ultimate goal to go back to Godhead, to Goloka Vrindavan, to serve Radhe Shyam and Krishna Balram. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur prays like in a similar way. And that should be our real ISKCON mood of worshipping Narasimhadev. So we should take on this mood of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. He mentions this in his Navadvip Dham Mahatmya. He says that he is rolling on the threshold of Narasimhadev's palace, praying to that half man, half lion incarnation of the Lord to remove all the obstacles from his heart for developing perfection of love for loving Radha and Krishna. In this way, we should understand why we worship Narasimhadev. Srila Prabhupada introduced Narasimha prayers, Namaste Narasimhaya, those prayers. And he said that these prayers are for the protection of the spiritual master and for the protection of ISKCON movement. So we should offer these prayers in this mood. We should follow the mood of our acharyas, Bhakti Vinod Thakur's mood, Srila Prabhupada's mood. So with this beautiful mood, let us all celebrate Narasimha Chaturdashi today. And with this, I will conclude my talk of Lord Narasimha. I made a small attempt to link Narasimha Leela and Gaur Leela and also try and see where Narasimha Dev is worshipped in Vrindavan. And may you all have a blissful Narasimha Chaturdashi and meditate on these pastimes which we heard today. And please offer a small prayer for me on this occasion of Narasimha Dev Chaturdashi so that my heart and my anarthas may be cleansed and I may be able to serve you all better in the future. Hare Krishna. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. Nanda Koti Vaishnav Vrinda ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Narasimha Bhagavan ki jai. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Thank you so much, Mataji. So wonderful, blissful class. So it was very nice to hear all the pastimes of Lord Narasimhadev. So you just started with Gaur Leela and with Narasimhadev, and then you went to Vrindavan pastimes, and then you told about many temples, which is says about the significance of Lord Narasimhadev. So thank you so much, Mataji. So devotees, any questions or comments or realizations, please raise hands. We can unmute you. Yes, Nitya Narasimha Prabhuji, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dandavat Pranam. What an amazing class, Mataji. You have quoted so many references from all the scriptures. You have not left anything open, Mataji. My question is, Mataji, how one can worship Lord Narasimhadev deity at home, and who is eligible to do this? That is a question, Mataji.
Who is eligible to worship, you mean, Prabhuji?
Narasimhadev deities at home.
At home. So I have heard from Indra Dumna Swami that typically the Yogeshwar Narasimha, that is the mild form of Narasimha with Lakshmi and Prahlad, can be worshipped at home by devotees and also those who are Brahmin initiated. And how we worship the deity is like how we worship all other deities in ISKCON. It's a similar way.
If a devotee is Harinam initiated, can he worship the deities, Mataji? That is the question. Or he has to be second initiated?
As far as I know, I have not heard anything like that, but it is preferable if you are Brahmin initiated to worship a Narasimha deity.
Thank you, ma'am. All right.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Gail Mataji, please go ahead, Mataji.
Thank you. Hare Krishna Mataji. My questions are for repetition only. If you could repeat, when you were discussing the Mahavaranyaya Krishna Premapadayate, that verse by Rupa Goswami, right?
Yes.
Can you say again the connection to Lord Narasimhadev, and I think to the Dhamma, was it Ram Reti? Is it a connection to Ram Reti?
Ram Keli. Yeah, that is when first Rupa Goswami took darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the mood in which he took darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a very, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a very loving, munificent, soft incarnation. This prayer came, emanated from the mouth, lotus mouth of Rupa Goswami. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurat Visenamaha. This prayer came out to emphasize the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by Rupa Goswami at Ramakeli.
Okay, so I think that I'm still a little confused. It was to express the compassionate mood of Lord Chaitanya.
Exactly.
But again, just one more time, the connection to Lord Nrsimhadev here.
So we were making comparisons between Narsingadev, who is a ferocious form, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is a compassionate form. So mm-hmm. in the comparison, we spoke about Narsingha being ferocious and loving, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu being only loving.
Okay. And Ram Keli, that Dham is famous for what? Just the fact that that's where Rupa Goswami first met Mahaprabhu?
Yeah, that was where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had come. I think it was at the home of, was it Advait Acharya, I think? Ramakeli, I think he had come to visit somebody at Ramakeli. And that's when Rupa Goswami found out that he had come there, and he came there to take darshan.
Okay, thank you. And I have another thing I needed to get repetition for. Oh yeah, so that Bhaya Nrsimhadev, that's in Mathura, right?
Yes.
And that's the most ferocious Nrsimhadev of Vrindavan.
Yes.
But that same Nrsimhadev, he simultaneously has both ferocious and what you could say santosh form?
No, he is just the ferocious Ugra form of Mathura. He does not have two forms.
Okay, so then therefore, I think there was another Nrsimhadev who you said has both going on. Did you?
Yes, that is the one which is there behind the Radharama temple, which Gopal Bhatta Goswami used to worship. Half, he has Lakshmi Narsingha deity, which is half mild and half Ugra.
Oh. And he stays behind Radharaman deity.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. So, how is this half and half manifestation, you know, how is he looking? Is it that one side of his face?
So he has Mother Lakshmi sitting on his lap.
Uh-huh.
So because Mother Lakshmi is there, his mood is half mild and half ferocious.
Oh, okay. So the mild part is represented by the fact that she is on his lap.
Yes. And that's his mood that is represented.
Okay. And just one last thing, Mataji. Thank you so much for being patient. Is, you know, you were saying, I think that when we are worshiping Gornitai, we also want to have Lord Nrsimhadev there because he, I think he, you know, protects against offenses. But I'm wondering the point of that, since Gornitai already, they don't even accept offenses, you know? So if Gornitai do not accept offenses, why is it so necessary to have Lord Nrsimhadev there to protect us from those offenses? You know what I mean?
So Lord Nrsimha Dev actually is there to protect our bhakti, to protect our devotion. That is the reason we worship Lord Nrsimha Dev, to protect our devotion. So because we are worshiping Lord Nrsimha Dev to remove the obstacles on the path of devotion,
mm-hmm.
we cannot do it all by ourselves by just worshiping Nrsimha Dev, because we can commit offenses while worshiping Lord Nrsimha. That is why Srila Prabhupada has strongly recommended us to worship Narasimhadev always in association and with Gaur Nitai. So that Gaur Nitai will not take offenses to the process of Narasimha Bhakti when we are doing that.
Okay, much clearer now. Thank you so much, Mataji, for giving us all these Narasimhadev connections. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you, Gail Mataji, for that question. So, devotees, any more questions or comments? Please raise your hands.
Hare Krishna, Radha Bhav Mataji, Dandavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. What a beautiful, beautiful class, Mataji. Nice past tense and different Narasimha Dev's forms. How Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Narasimha Dev has a different mood and they are same. So many things, Mataji. Thank you so much. Very grateful to you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Thank you, Vinita Mataji. Mataji, I have one question. Like you were saying about Tulsi, and if you offer Tulsi or offer water or offer food, so some anathas will be gone away. So can you just come again with that, Mataji? If you offer Tulsi, what is that?
So it is mentioned, actually this is mentioned by Rupa Goswami in Padyavali. So if I will actually try and quote that shloka for you all, let's see. It is given in text 116 that if a tulsi is offered at the lotus feet of Narasimha Shaligram Shila, it destroys the sins of murder. If water which is offered at the lotus feet of Narasimha Shila is drunk, it destroys the sin of theft. If foodstuff is offered to Narasimha Shila, it destroys the sin of killing, of drinking liquor. And if we sincerely surrender to Narasimha Shila, it destroys the sin of adultery with the wife of a spiritual master. And if we associate with devotees who are worshipping the Narasimha Shila, it destroys the sins of offense to the devotees. And then in the end, he goes on to say that this is the extraordinary glory of worshipping Narasimha Shaligram Shila.
Thank you so much, Mataji. So much for that wonderful explanation. So everything was very nice with too much means like different kinds of past tense with all the Acharya's quotes from Padyavali, Hari Bhakti Vilas, then Chaitanya Mangal, Chaitanya Charitamrita, so and Chankasi past tense. So and different kinds of Narasimha Dev in Vrindavan. So thank you so much, Mataji. Devotees, I don't see any hands, so let's pay our obeisances to Mataji. Thank you so much, Mataji, for coming on the call and enlightening us on this glorious day of Lord Sri Narasimha Dev Chaturdasi. So we thank you for giving your valuable time and association. Please, we expect you in future to come and enlighten us on topic of Bhagavatam also. Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Hare Krishna,
Mataji. Please, let's pay our obeisances to Mataji.
Pancha
Vaishnavrindiki Narasimha Dev ki jai. Super grace Radha Bhava Devidasi Mataji ki
jai. Thank you, Mataji. Koti koti dandavat pranam. Hare Krishna. Shishi Narasimha Dev Bhagavan.
All the prayers you are offering to the Lord for all of us.
Thank you everyone for joining today's class. Happy
Narasimha.
Happy Narasimha Chaturdashi. Again tomorrow. Hari Bol.
Hari Bol.
Hari Bol.